Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday. We are here. We are another week in. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. Of course, y'all know this is how we usually do it about this time. It is Wednesday. I have no idea what day it is. I have been off all this week. So let's go ahead and get to the fun part. Let's go ahead and get our favorite co-host in here. Miss Helen, a.k.a. Lucy, is in the building. What a new show.
Good. They let me in, y'all. They took me off mute. I'm here.
You know what? See, you petty.
I made it. Nigga, I made it.
You petty. So listen, you know, the song I played today, you know, we got a friend. Like, I keep telling people, if you write into the show, if you talk into the show, we gonna do what you ask to do. So that song was dedicated to my homeboy Clayton out of the corner pocket. He asked for that song. There's a story behind that song, actually, though. I played that song in the club in Iraq, and when I tell you, them niggas lost their mind like they was back in the streets of Miami-Dade.
Look here, Harry, we over here shooting a little tail feather.
Look, booty cheeks was just in the air, like, ooh-wee. So, pat, pat, pat. So, you know, it is wild. It's wild. It's Wednesday. You know, welcome back. We are back. We are in the month of March. If you guys don't know about the month of March is Women's History. So, y'all know we do Black History, World History all 365 days of the year. So this month we are going to focus on significant achievements by our beautiful women. And, of course, our emphasis is going to be on Black women. Yes, we may get other people in there, but I'm sorry, other nationalities. I'm Black. Majority of my staff is Black. So you're going to have to hear a lot of Black.
Blackly Black. Black. Sorry.
Let me say this real quick, because I've had this thought all day, and I want to say this because I've been having conversation with people, and I believe if you're going to push a narrative of helping people heal, you also have to hear what they have to say. But when people say stuff, that they do have to be mindful and understand. And I say this to people all the time. Understand what you're about to say. Nobody else on the face of the planet may agree with you. But if it's your viewpoint, it does matter. But you also need to hear how it affects and impacts the people that you want to say it about or believe it's true about. And I wanted to preface that with this. People, stop telling Black folks this one lie that y'all love to keep reiterating. And it's a simple lie, and y'all say it regularly, y'all say it often, and y'all have no actual idea that it's a lie. And the lie that y'all keep perpetuating is this. I see race, I don't see color, all I just see is a person in front of me. And I want to say that is disrespectful to a person of color who has been told their whole life that their color is seen to them, and now you're going to get to a point of life where you want to include them, but tell them now you don't see the very thing that makes them who they are, that has disenfranchised them their entire life, and now you want to tell them that you don't see it. I'm going to tell you right now. You tell me you don't see my color. You tell me you don't see my ethnicity. The next thing I'm going to tell you is you can't be around me. It is not disrespectful for me to want to not be around you, but what you're not going to do is tell me you don't see me for who I truly am, but then y'all tell me. Bring Dwayne in, because I know Dwayne going to have a follow-up for this, so just go ahead and bring him in. Because what people don't understand is we as Black folks, we get told we got to identify and we got to accept other cultures. We got to accept transgender. We got to accept LGBTQ. We got to accept this, that, and the third. But then the moment we have our issues or we have our plight, we get the first thing that we keep getting told is we can't make it about the black issue. Well, if we're not making it about the black issue, and you want us to say that we are just Americans, then you have to fix the black issue in America. Don't just tell us we're going to be something kind of great. Like, I'm so proud of that.
You know my views on it.
What's your views?
You know my views on it.
I want to hear you. Talk to him.
Is that we get pushed to the back. It's you know what I mean, we the nice shiny toys, and then you know what I mean, after they use it up, you know, after they finish playing, they go, you know what, okay, let's put them to the side just a little bit, just because we, you know what I mean, we use them enough right now, just to appease them. Now we could just go ahead and slide and do whatever we want with whatever everybody else. So,
but let me say this because when I say this, I don't think white people or people who don't recognize their color, right? Because there are fair skinned people who will do things to make sure that they don't identify as black. But let me help people understand this, right? Every black person on the planet can tell you the moment in life when they realized that they was a color. And I can guarantee you, 9 times out of 10 in that story, it was a non-person of color trying to tell a person of color what they were at that point. If you don't believe me, ask Tiger Woods when he won the Masters for the first time.
Exactly. I can give you that part, but you know what? I can't say that I was. My mother told me that.
No. See, your mother talks to you pride in being black. Your first experience with what black looked like weaponized didn't come from black people.
Right. But what I'm just saying is the way she said it was kind of, you know what I'm saying, like right there with it all, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, this is what it is. I didn't, at that point in time, I didn't know what the hell she was talking about, but and until I didn't realize it until what, 8th grade, 7th, 8th grade, something like that. When I actually realized, okay, I'm really, you know what I'm saying, this is real black shit right here. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
What is that?
Let's even take this to politics, right? Let me show y'all the politics, right? Even being black. Being black is like being all three phases of a sport at the same time. Let me give you a sport, football, right? Being black is like being all three phases in politics, right? You on offense, you on defense, and you special teams. Where everybody else just get to be the quarterback, the offensive lineman just get to be the lineman, you know. The fullback just get to be the fullback, you know. Like, they don't got nothing to expect. They get to do their one job every day. But when we come in the building, they want us to be the janitor. They want us to be the towel boy. They want us to go get the water cooler. Like, we got to do everything. And that's just to get in the building. That ain't even said that we was good yet.
Yeah, I'm going to run with that kind of an analogy, but.
Helen, let me ask you a question, Helen.
When
did you realize you was black? What was that experience like?
I'm
always
thought I was.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I've always known. My dad, you know, that's something my daddy took pride in. So it was never a not knowing thing for me.
That's the same thing with me, you know what I mean? But, you know, when was your first real experience of, wow, this is what black is?
My first real experience with, oh, wow, this is what black is. Ooh.
How young were you when somebody made you realize, not from the historical, powerful point that our parents taught us, but when did you have that moment in America when you realized that either your black was weaponized, like you got to actually experience your black being weaponized, being visceral, being a target of an issue that was nothing simply but you being black?
Well, when I was 17 in my car accident, where I almost died, and, you know, he took the white guy's side because he was white, and we had to go to court and fight. But that, I was 18. I'm sorry, 18. It was a whole hot mess behind that. But that was really
good. I'll give y'all a quick story before we go to break. And this is what I tell people. I'm a believer in progressive behavior, but I'm also a believer in speaking the truth. And so I wasn't going to start the show this way, but as I'm looking around and I'm listening to everything go back to normal and everything act like it's normal, the one thing that we cannot do is we cannot miss any opportunity to give the world our voice, to give the world our point of view, and to give the world our belief system. So many times we have been told what our point of view is supposed to look like, or we've been told what our point of view should sound like or look like or be like. But if it's our point of view, we have to control the narrative. So I'm going to continue to push that. I'm going to continue to use our platform for that. So welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get into some black history, world history, by my girl Helen. We'll be right back.
In the east side, boy.
And I said,
say we're going to freak it out. And the east side, boy.
Homespun Emporium LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant perks, Wholesale and professional sized products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Black History is World History. Tonight we have Simone Biles, who was born on March 14, 1997, in Columbus, Ohio, the third of four siblings. Her birth mother, Shannon Biles, was unable to care for Simone or her other children, Audrea, Ashley, and Tevin. All four went in and out of foster care. In 2000, Biles' maternal grandfather, William Biles, and his second wife, Nellie Cayetano Biles, began temporarily caring for Shannon's children in the North Houston suburb of Spring, Texas, after learning that his grandchildren had been in foster care. In 2003, the couple officially adopted the two youngest, Simone and Audrea. Ron's sister, Shannon's aunt Harriet, adopted the two oldest children. Biles is well known for performing difficult skills at a high level of execution. Her 2018 routine on vault and her 2019 routine on floor exercise are the most difficult ever performed in women's artistic gymnastics. As of 2019, she is the sole gymnast to have competed four skills valued at H or higher in the 2017 to 2020 Coda points on floor exercise. With a combined total of 30 Olympic and World Championship medals, Biles is the most decorated American gymnast. All right.
You know, when I found out that you was doing this one tonight, I wanted to being the production manager, we talked about this because I haven't wanted her to do Biles for a long time. And one of the things that I love about her as an athlete is that regardless of, you know, what's really going on around her, you know, she gives the answer. She does the press conference, but she competes. And I mean, she doesn't just compete. She competes at a high level. It's like she really goes out there and get it. And so I want people to know that right now her combined Olympic and World Championship medals, she is so close to actually being the all-time leader in world and championship gold medals of all time. And when I tell you, there's a few people in history that I'm looking for breaking world, you know, records in sports. Biles is one of them. Serena is one of them. I want to see those two ladies accomplish so much more and go so much even higher, because we always set the bar. Like, it's crazy because as I'm sitting back thinking about just the women that I have gotten to meet and know in the course of my life, they set the bar so high. And, you know, what bothers me about her is Biles is no different than, you know, some of the greats that played sports, where the rules literally have been changed just so the competition can seem almost fair for everybody else because she's so good. Because, like, give you a perfect example. Biles is like watching Usain Bolt run the 100. You know when you get on the track, you're already competing for second place. Like, you know, unless there's an injury, a freak, something happened, you pretty much know when Bolt got in the blocks, you pretty much knew, listen, I am second place only. You know, like, there's only a few people in history that had that type of charisma, that type of energy, that type of swag. Like, you know, for me, if, you know, again, I look at all different sports. Michael Johnson, the 400, that's another person that when, like, she just has that type of presence. When she step on, I don't care if you on my team or you're not on my team. I'm beating everybody. Everybody can get this L, and I love it. And she's a little powerhouse. She's a little dynamo. And, you know, she's 4'8", but she's a powerful 4'8". I mean, her leg, here's the sad part. She's 4'8", and her legs are probably bigger and stronger than some dude that's like 5'10".
All right.
That go to the gym.
She is built. Boy, is she.
But, I mean, and I mean, and she's doing. Let me say this because I want people to.
I just watched gymnastics just for the floor exercise and the balance beat. I don't.
Bro, she is listen, there's one thing to be muscular. B, there's one thing to be muscular, but she is muscular, sexy.
Right. But you know what I mean? She's black.
Like she ain't. She ain't clean and jerk sexy. She's gymnastic sexy. She not, you know, she ain't over there doing the 300-pound deadlift squat sexy. Like, she's sexy.
Yes, she is. But
so,
as you see it, though, after she did what she did in the Olympics, they are now giving more shine to the black gymnast now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're actually bringing swag to the floor exercise. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wherever we go, we can turn that shit up.
Bro, we always been the life of the party.
That and plus, you know what I mean? We gonna make some. That might not be the best. That could be one of those sports that nobody be watching or be like, whatever. But now that these girls now are actually playing the music that they actually listen to, you know what I'm saying, in their headphones over a PA system. What are you serious?
And they bringing it. But it's
right.
There's a few other girls out there. But you got the girl at, you got the one girl at LSU. You got the black girl that's at UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah, it's a few other. Like, bro, I'm like,
yeah, that's
I'm
what I'm saying.
I'm following.
Yeah, I watch it, dude. Like I told you, I like to watch me that damn battle beam in the floor exercise. Yeah.
Because I watch.
Call me a perv if you want.
Well, I mean, I'm a gymnast, so I mean, if enjoying somebody's talent makes you a pervert, then hey, listen, I'm one every day of the week.
Okay. Some of that shit,
because,
yeah. Well, they got some sick little.
Because to me, I look at it like this. Not acknowledging a woman is thick and beautiful and sexy is again, it's like not acknowledging that somebody's black. Like, come on, bro. You can't look at certain people and not be like, well, damn. Serena come outside in that black cat suit, bitch, the whole goddamn internet shut down.
You seen what happened. They made that, they told her she can't wear that shit no more. The judge said, yo, you know, I got to take a break. I got to take a break real quick.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Let me go rub this one out. You know what I mean?
Hey, they shut that shit all the way down. We ain't going to shut it down a little bit. We're going to shut it down to the flow.
Oh, don't you bring that shit out no more. Don't you bring that shit out no more.
Boy, listen. And she was dragging that wagon behind us, too, boy. That was
that's what I'm saying.
America was not ready.
Everything was shown. That monkey, everything was out. Boy. Made me watch it. Yeah. The moans and everything. Yeah. They made them stop that shit. They said that. They had to stop that. They told them that they had to cut that out.
Bro, no. Listen. Let me tell you. Them Russian and European women, when they was doing it, though, I mean, like, it was getting real sexual.
Right, but yet again, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got the visual in the cell? Man. You so fuck porn, huh? Fuck Red 2. Fuck X and double X. Fuck all that. I got Serena on motherfucking DVR, baby.
I'm not playing with you, D. I'm not playing with you. So listen, y'all, I want to talk about this because people thought I was joking when I said this, and I told everybody, you know, once that vaccine roll out, I told everybody they was gonna start fully opening back up the world. There's gonna be some states right here that don't care, and we see it. Texas and Mississippi have already said they are rolling back all COVID protocols and no masks going forward, effective immediately.
In Florida.
Now, Florida hasn't removed the mask mandate yet. Texas and Mississippi have rolled back everything.
I'm surprised. You know, Georgia about to follow suit.
So what I'm going to tell
y'all
is...
All the states that didn't shut down are the ones that's open, completely slapped the fuck up.
So here's what I tell y'all.
Do your due diligence about going these places, man.
Dee, this is what I tell them, though. For the rest of 2021, all y'all can go out there and die, so that way y'all can let me know what it look like so we can go back out here in 2022. So everybody go out there and just go hard real quick so we can open up in 2022 and get the rest of the people that don't like life out the way anyway.
Hey, man, I went to Mexico last year.
Oh, no. You can still live. It's just until they get the thing
of
control, you can't live reckless. And a lot of people just gonna live reckless.
I gotta pull a vacay once a year, bro. Got to. Gotta do it. It's just one of those things. And then, like, you get trapped in the house with these damn kids 12 months out of the year. You got ready to fucking strangle something.
Listen, every day my wife just called me somewhere doing some type of break, and she just told me, I love her, but I don't see how people do this every day. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We got some more ass-shaking music in the house for you tonight. If you ain't never been in the club when this came on, then you was too young, because I can tell you right now, your mama, my age, her knees hurt, so we'll be right back after this commercial break. Let's go.
Put a hump in your back and shake.
Hey,
run.
Hey.
Put a hump in your back and shake.
Hey,
run.
Hey.
Let's go.
Sexy. Helen, you know what time it is, boo? It's that favorite time of your favorite time that we do around your favorite time about what your favorite time. It is. What day is it? All right. So let's go ahead and get into this. We got about 5 good solid days. So I'm going to start with I'm gonna do the 5th one last. I know which one I'm gonna do last because I got a little rant about the last one. Sorry, guys. For some reason, my mic went out. I was trying to get back to you. I don't know what happened. Completely lost my mic. And I guess the show don't want to do what day it is. All right, so let's go ahead and get this started. Today is National Cold Cuts Day. So did y'all make sandwiches today? What you had today, Dwayne? What you eat?
I had some leftovers.
Oh, I guess I don't want to talk to D either. Kick him off the show. Helen, what you had to eat today?
Party in my wings.
Oh, no, oh, you know what? Don't start that. You gonna have listeners out here mad.
Shit, if they in the Florida area, they need to hit us up on Wednesdays so they can get their own party in my wings. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's just different. It's real different. All right, we got D back. All right, the next day is National National I Want You to Be Happy Day. So, Hella, what can somebody do to make you happy today? If an audience member was listening out there and they wanted to make you happy today, make you feel real nice, what can they do for you today to make you feel real nice?
To make me feel real nice? Come give me a massage.
Ooh. All right, people. Helen said you can come put your hands on them in a good way if you feel like it right now.
Or Thousand Cash at me, either or.
Oh, listen. Hey, D, what can they do to make you happy today? What can they do to perpetuate your happiness?
Leave me the fuck alone.
Damn.
Listen, when I tell you him and the production manager is always on the same thing, it's leave me the fuck alone. They always say that, the both of them. All right, let's go. We got National Mulled Wine Day, MULLED. I don't know what that means, so I'm not going to lie and try to act special. Production manager, if you want to throw us a lifeline out there on that one, you can, but mulled wine, I don't know what that one is. And then the next one we got is Soup It Forward Day. So I guess you pay it forward with a bowl of soup. I guess that's what they're going for.
Mulled wine is also known as like a spice wine.
Oh, no, they can keep that. I'm good.
It's a beverage usually made with red wine along with various mulling spices and sometimes raisins. It is served hot or warm.
None good.
That's all some black folks don't want.
I don't drink wine like that.
I'm good. I don't want it. It sounds like that wine my mama family drink at Christmas time where they have to warm it up. It's a red wine, that's all I know.
I think that's
exactly what it is.
I'd rather get me some Ripple.
You know what?
Give me that old ripple.
All right,
yes, it is some of the worst shit ever, too.
It is, too, boy. That shit is horrible. Let me tell you something. I don't know how our people used to drink the shit that they used to drink, but, boy, listen, Riffle, Thunderbird, Night Train, Mad Dog 22. Like, what in the fuck was y'all thinking?
I was just about to say, you bet not skip that Mad Dog.
I could fuck with the ND, man. Hey, man, I was in Florida. They couldn't, I think it was just this one bar. They didn't have a liquor license and some shit. Man, that motherfucker had a whole rainbow of Mad Dog in the goddamn freezer. Boy, I think I had two pipes. One in the pocket and I'm walking around the club with one. It was crazy.
Just walking around clanking. Clank, 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 clank.
Hey, we
but
fucked
you know
up
what?
Too
they
that night.
They drink them things heavy still now to this day.
Yeah.
I was at a friend, my homegirl house, and her mama offered me some. I'm like, oh, no, ma'am, I'm good. I'm good, baby. I am good.
What? Why is it when you go to people's house and they know that this is the most fucked up thing they got on the menu, they want to offer you that bullshit first?
Yeah,
they
got to
offer you something. They got to offer you something. They offer you something.
Bro,
I do that shit too. No. See, look, I'll offer you some bullshit, especially if you come to my crib and you don't bring nothing. You just subject to the house shit.
you gotta keep the good shit hidden.
No, I don't have shit. It's
I ain't out of shit.
I'm
disrespectful. Oh, you just bring nothing? Okay, apparently you didn't want nothing.
Oh no, like I said, you drinking the house bullshit, whatever. And I'll be drinking the good shit.
Oh. So they get a bottle of water, that's the house shit. They can get some Carolina.
No. You can get, you know what
Carolina,
I mean? Like, you
can
get
that
Seagram.
You can get no Carolina sweet tea. The fuck?
you can get that naughty head, shit like that. No, nobody else is going to drink that bullshit gin. Nobody drink that bullshit gin.
Oh, no.
You get that shit. I'll be drinking some good shit.
Listen, gin still give me a headache now to this day.
Just talking about that naughty head got me fucked up.
First of all, I was drinking gin when I was sick. So the smell of gin just get my stomach out.
I'm trying to tell you, the smell of gin fucks me up.
Like, bruh,
it's just
like listen, they be like, ooh, we drank it over here tonight. I'm coming through. Oh, man, walking there. Oh, bro, you want some of this gin? Nah, I'm just going back home and take a nap.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
that's what you're going to do anyway. That shit, that's exactly what you're going to do anyway. Either you're going to take a nap or you're going to argue with somebody. Or you're going to argue with somebody.
Take a nap or fight. One of the two.
Are you fighting? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, if I drink gin back in the day, listen, somebody had to get punched in the face.
That's what I'm saying. You either sleep or you fight.
First of all, you was mad because you drank that shit anyway.
Right. We used to shoot it. That was our shot drink. We'd be drinking some Henny, and then we'd be taking that shit as a shot and chase it down, whatever the fuck else we drinking. Yeah.
Listen, I tell people this all the time. If you ain't got, you can't have no military friends who didn't go to the field or didn't deploy. Like, you gotta have military friends who really did some shit. Why? Them are the best, worst drinkers ever. They know every drinking game. Man. They can get you fucked up in 15 minutes. Like,
that's me. I promise you, I got drinking games for a motherfucker. Let me get a group and get y'all ass on Ring of Fight. I promise you, you gonna be like, you know what, bitch, I ain't playing with you no more.
I got in trouble like that, man. We was coming out of the field, and me and my homeboy was waiting on somebody to come pick us up. I was looking for something in my ruck, and the whole half of G came out. They seen the whole half of G. They was like, wait a minute. What was great, big? And they seen that shit was half gone, too. And we was in the field for about a whole week. They was bad. They was trying to write me up and everything. I done lied on everybody.
This nigga say he done lied on everybody.
Listen, I couldn't take another 815, man. No. You motherfuckers was talking about tapping me out after that. Oh yeah, I was great. I had so many write ups. It was a shame. Company great.
Yeah, I'm glad I was a good person. I'm glad I did all the things that I was supposed to do the right way while I was in the military. That's a lot that I'm gonna tell y'all.
Ooh, I see. Excuse me.
Hey, you know what? I'm like this. Let's put it like this. Bless you. But on my DD-214, guess what it say? Honorable. What did he get out of? Honorable. Yeah.
You know what? On that note, we are taking a quick commercial break. We will be back with Dwayne's honorable ass in just a minute.
We doing this shit for all the ladies out there, right?
Come on.
We want y'all to listen close to what we got to say. Who on this motherfucker? You know on this shit.
Joe Crack.
Who else, nigga? Trick. My nigga Big Sam, bitch. Yeah, yeah. Be click. Let's do this shit.
I really play no game. You already know my name.
Do. For the dough, she probably get on four and fuck the crew. Damn, south up north, be the same ass bitches. Man locked up, her mama watching the children. Talking about my neck, my back. Bitch, you better learn how to chop rocks if you wanna get with crack. I've been in love once, Lisa thought that. Till I fucked around and hit the roll back. Got burnt, now you figured the rest. Dick hurt like a prison baguette. Now I'm living depressed. And known better than to trust a hoe. Especially she wanna know how much dough you hold. Cause there ain't too many real bitches. If you got one, hold on. Don't wanna be nobody's meal ticket. And you know it don't mean shit to me. Cause you know, bitches ain't shit to me. Why?
Hold on. Before y'all get started, y'all will quit skipping my commercial. It's time for my commercial. Y'all gonna quit skipping me.
Oh.
Excuse us.
Y'all excuse. May I proceed? Welcome to Heaven on Earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. From your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin, handmade with natural products that enhance your beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop fallenangelcosmetics.com so you too can get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good.
See, this bitch act like because she finally figured out how to read some shit, now she want to just yell it up.
Well, no, we had a discussion, and you told me next time you did it to stop you, so that's what I did. I stopped you.
You ain't that. She felt empowered.
Y'all excused. Rude asses.
Three days into Women's Month, and she wanna invoke her powers.
See, this ain't what y'all about to do. Because the minute y'all go to do my commercial break and I don't say nothing, it's what happened. Like, I don't know. Y'all been skipping me, so I ain't been saying.
How am I supposed to know? Well, we wasn't sure how you felt about yourself, so we just wanted to go ahead and give you a jump start.
We was rolling.
Hey, that ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm gonna get my times in.
Okay, calm down.
My office hours are from
9 to 5.
Okay, Ren.
It's okay.
Shit. Oh. Y'all, man. Congratulations, man. So hey, did y'all hear the wonderful news that has happened?
What is it?
Mr. Potato Head get to keep his penis, y'all.
Oh shit!
Hey, less than 48 hours after they put that shit out, that hey, Mr. Potato Head was gonna be gender neutral. 48 hours later, they came back and was like, "Nah, bro, we changed our minds. We pissed off half the world."
Look, see, but listen here. They gave us back Mr. Potato Head, but they taking it to Dr. Seuss.
These people are so they don't know what to do. They just throw anything. Okay, we gonna label Big Bird offensive, okay?
Bruh, they just all over the place.
They don't say Big Bird was ginger neutral. I don't know if you could do that with a bird.
Listen, they be coming up with this stuff. Remember when they came out and said Winnie the Pooh was a girl? I'm like, listen, bro, Winnie the Pooh has been a little boy all his life. Now we at the last minute when we about to die, now y'all wanna tell us that's a girl. Get the fuck out of here.
So, okay, you gonna tell me that this bear been walking around with a coochie eye and a ass the whole time? Come on, man. Come on.
Listen, I'm not playing with y'all today. The stuff that they be trying to get me to believe in, I'm like, I'm sorry, y'all. This is comedy. Oh, the world is interesting. All right, let me see what else I got to talk about here. Whatever. She talking about Winnie as a girl name. Winnie can also be a boy name, too. Depends on where you're at.
And you got to look at it. It's a British freaking story anyway.
Well, you know, they weird anyway. All right, listen. Let me say this because I love y'all, and I'm gonna read this because I want y'all to know I actually wrote this. This ain't off the top of my head. I wrote this today because I am tired of y'all disrespecting me. I am tired of people coming into my inbox and saying things about this topic. So I'm gonna put a disclaimer out there once and for all, so you know exactly how I feel about this topic. Because I'm tired. Y'all have gotten on my last damn nerve, okay? Here it is. I swear, if one more person come and tell me about a damn diet, bitch, you want to be on a diet, if y'all want to be on a diet, that's y'all problem. If you veto, Keegan, vegan, pescatarian, whatever the hell it is that you are, go do that on your own time. Please leave me alone. Like, y'all disrespectful. Now, everybody is a food specialist. It ain't none of these motherfuckers with the dietary school.
That's how they coming at you now?
Huh?
That's how they coming at you since you've been doing your little cooking shows on Facebook.
Yeah, they like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't use butter. Bitch, maybe you shouldn't be ugly. Oh. So, I mean, I'm sorry if you feel some type of way. Yeah, that was directly at you. Anybody can make a sauce. Bitch, let me see you make a sauce. Last time I seen you cooking, you were struggling to make eggs.
Who's struggling on eggs? Come on, man. You got to start dropping some names, man.
I don't know. I'm trying to be a good person in my heart. Because God know I love everybody, but some of y'all just be disrespectful. Then the crazy part is, like, they be in my inbox wanting to talk bad about my food. And I'm like, bitch, have you seen you? Do you look like you eat healthy? Like, I'm trying to understand. Some of y'all have been vegan since 2017, and y'all ain't lost no weight.
Come on, man. Stop talking about people like that.
No, because my homegirl went vegan and dropped 100 pounds in 6 months. These hoes out here going vegan, and they gained 30 pounds in 2 years.
I want to say it's vegan. Man. Going vegan is a lifestyle. You just can't say I'm going vegan and this is what you're going to eat. Nah, it's more to it. You gotta train your body.
Bro, real vegans, and that's what I tell people, like, they're like, well, I don't even talk to a lot of people because everybody who be claiming what they are, when you really sit down and talk to them, they don't know shit about what they're talking about.
I would rather be a peasant. I would do a peasant, period, before anything, because I could eat fish, seafood. That's it. I can't just cut out all meat. This is not good for my diet. I like steaks and shit. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What's your favorite steak? Since we talking steak. What's your favorite kind of steak?
I like a T-bone. But it's more of a fillet. I do fillets. But I like a T-bone.
Fuck a T-bone. Because let me say this. Because black folks confuse the shit out of me, right? Right?
Yeah.
Black folks have been arguing this for a while now, so I'm confused, right? Now, black folks literally, because I've literally thought about this today. Black folks will have fried chicken fried hard. I mean, it would literally be like eating a brown paper bag hard, right? But then turn around and say that if the steak ain't damn near moving off the plate, they don't want it. But they're afraid to get a disease from the chicken, but they ain't afraid to get a disease from steak. But cow carry more parasites than chickens do. I mean, I'm just confused.
I hear you.
Like if y'all go pick an argument, like, be consistent with the damn argument. Like, y'all argue, like, people's argument changed with every single item, and I'm just like, nah. Give me my meat done, bitch. I'm not trying to be on nobody's toilet later. My body is sensitive. I don't want none of that shit extra. Do it the right way. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to play a new game. I got a new game that we're going to try out tonight. The production manager asked me to try this out, y'all, so we're going to all learn this for the first time. Don't get mad at me. Don't cuss at me. If you want to call in and play the game, the number is 563-999-3090. We would definitely like to have a contestant come in and play this with us. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
From the side, we represent this shit. And trying to keep these player haters off our dick. Never fucking with them flawed ass clicks and crews. And bucking down busters that be acting rude.
Cause these niggas and these hoes on some other shit. They like to talk behind your back, but in your face they rot your dick. That's why I stay tight with my crew. So what you gon' do when we come for you?
What the fuck you gon' do, nigga?
Before we start this, man, I got a question. How did the list go? Did you put the list up on Facebook or anything?
And yeah, it's did, up. It's up.
I didn't see it, so I was trying to see what was.
I will.
What
I can
see.
No.
I know the list. I've seen the list, but I
will
see
what
comments.
If I don't see it up there, I'll repost it. But I know it's on Twitter. I know it's on Tumblr. It should be on Instagram. So it should be out there.
I
don't know if I'm
on
Facebook
or
not, though.
I wanted to see what the comments were.
I think we're going to have more comments off the next one that we do.
Okay.
Cool. The next one going to be amazing. All right. So the name of this game is called Would You Rather? And you only have the two options that's given to you when I read it, okay? All right. So the first one, and these are up on IG, so if you want to play and you don't want to call into the show, you can put your answer out there for it. But here's the first one. Would you rather have an obvious orgasm every time you are close to a piece of fruit, or never be able to have an orgasm again in your life?
Let me go ahead and have that orgasm every time I'm next to some fruit.
No, but it's going to be an obvious orgasm. Though. Everybody going to know you coming every time.
It's okay. Shit, they come too. Shit.
Dwayne, what you picking?
Man. I don't know, bro.
That fruit got you fucked up.
I just be sure to avoid fruit.
You can't afford
and
fruit.
And even if I can't, it'll be okay.
All right, we'll go to the next one. Because I think Dwayne stuck with that one a little bit. All right, here's the next one. All right, Dwayne, this one's for you. All right, we'll let Dwayne have question number two. Would you rather only be able to have sex in cars or only be able to have sex in a shower?
I do the shower.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, when you get older and your knees start to go out, the cars get dangerous.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I mean,
I'm too big to be in the air.
Well, you know, they make a car so they can lay down now. All right, we lost D, so the next one's gonna be for Helen. All right, Helen. Here we go. Would you rather sleep once with someone you were embarrassed by, even though it turns out to be great sex, or sleep once with your celebrity crush, but have it be the worst sex of your life?
It's okay. Let me go ahead and sleep with that celebrity crush.
What was the second one? What was the first one? Hello?
So the first one was this. Let me read it again for D. Sleep once with someone that you were embarrassed by, even though it turns out to be the greatest sex ever, or sleep with your celebrity crush and have it be the worst sex of your life.
Yeah, I got to get that get back. Yeah. I'm going with the one that embarrassed me. I'm going to get that get back.
I can't play with y'all. Yeah, all right. Number
what
four.
What was yours?
I'm sleeping with a celebrity crush.
Nah, fuck that. I got to redeem my name.
Not if you embarrass
what
me.
What you redeeming your name from?
Hey, like she embarrassed me.
I don't care if my crush is horrible in the bed. When you get to say that you slept with your celebrity crush, that's just an amazing feeling. Listen, make sure you give me some money. Listen, because you're giving
my
it to
name
me.
Is,
you're giving me some money after we're done.
Let's put it like this. My name is my name.
Okay. I feel you there. All right, number
four. You can't
four.
Go around.
Number four, would you rather receive an alert every time your parents had sex or have your office alert you every time you have sex?
Oh, shit.
I'll get alerted.
You know what? They alert me to my office. My office at home, so I'm good. It don't matter.
Oh. Listen,
mm-hmm. I'm the boss. What I'm gonna do
by myself? I'm telling you. Don't nobody want to know their parents is having sex ever. Like, so
no.
I know most black people going with the option two. Don't nobody want to know their mama getting her walls blown out.
Oh God, my stomach.
All right, number five. Would you rather only be able to have sex in 5-minute increments for the rest of your life, or only be able to have sex for five hour increments? Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go with that 5 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the 5 minutes too, because.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait. Hold on.
Now this is every time you have sex, D.
It gotta be multiple people there then every time.
No. Only option is 5 minute increments or 5 hours. That's it. Those are your options.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be multiple people. It's just gonna be a rotating door.
No, just your penis.
Yeah, I know. And multiple vaginas.
I guess he gonna be a one time a week screw, because boy, that nigga penis gonna be raw.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking about it, but I'm gonna do the 5 minute joint.
All right.
I got shit to do.
Right. Fuck that, I need a nap. All right. Would you always rather have sex in the pitch black darkness, or always have sex in public places? Now I wanna hear y'all's, because I know what mine is for this.
I'm gonna go with the public places. Don't judge me, judge y'all mama, all right? Don't judge me.
Dwayne, what you going with?
Public places in the pitch dark.
Yeah. He thinks he's over this shit, man.
I hate him. I'm going with public places too. Public places and me. All right. Number 7. Would you rather shout "I love you, mom" every time you had an orgasm, or shout out "Long live the queen" while saluting every time you have an orgasm?
Long live the queen!
That ain't fair. That ain't fair. I'm not answering that.
You gotta answer, Dwayne.
You gotta pick one, D.
Why?
That's the wrong
bullshit question.
The other?
No, I'm not answering that. No. I'm not.
Oh, you don't play fair.
Hey, Helen, I like you. Long live the queen. All right, number 8. We got 3 more to go, guys. 3 more to go. Okay. Would you rather have porn search history to be shown at your Christmas dinner, or have your porn search history be shown in an entire meeting with your entire office?
Entire office.
What if we don't watch porn?
You never watch porn?
It don't do nothing.
She lies.
No, I because you know I have no reason to lie, dear.
Okay.
On that note, that just made somebody's boner out there go all the way down.
Oh well, shit. It should never be.
Listen, she just shot the hopes of some poor damsel or damn in distress, because he or she thought they had a chance for her. You know, it's funny, because I've been trying to use these gender neutral terms. Them shits don't work for me. That's too many words to be saying.
I make one before I watch one.
You know what, boss? Anyway, would you rather be able? Okay, would you rather never be able to masturbate again, or not be able to eat solid foods again?
What kind of shit is this?
I ain't catch that part. You said what?
I mean, fuck it. I guess food is out of there now. Let me quit playing.
No, I didn't hear it.
That's where I'm at with it, because Woo-chan.
I ain't hear the question. Repeat the question.
Would you rather never be able to masturbate again or not be able to eat solid foods again?
Masturbation, I'm good. You take that part out. I got to eat solid food.
Right? I am not going to be on an intro diet the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. This is the last one. Last one. And then we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to come back with my new favorite segment, Black People Are Dope. All right. So, number 10. Would you rather find your parents' sex tape or have your parents find your sex tape?
They can find mine. Look, mine, no hands. Shit.
Wow.
Wow. No hands.
Yeah, you're going to have to find mine. I'm sorry. Miss Helen, you got anybody?
To be honest, I ain't got nobody this time.
She ain't got nobody. Well, for me, my black person is dope person. I've been playing his contributions all night. I wanted to give a shout out to Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys, specifically Lil Jon, because what he did for music, going out, finding anybody and everybody to put on his stuff. The man was a legend and is a legend of what he did in Southern hip hop at the time. And he took it international. Like when, like I tell people, in the middle of the early 2000s, you went anywhere in the world, Lil Jon was playing in a club somewhere near you. So, shout out to my boy Jon. The production manager said she wants us to give a shout out to Michelle Obama in honor of Women's History Month. That is her dope person for the day. When they go low, we go high. Is that what it's supposed to say? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I don't want to necessarily always go high. Like, some people, I just actually want to shoot them right where they at. I want to be petty right there. Like, and it's funny because, like, everybody I know is petty. So, like, you really got to get your petty up because all my people are petty in different ways. So, black folks are especially petty. Like, we are petty specialists. What'd you say, Helen? Huh, what'd you say?
I said I'm not petty.
You're not what?
Petty.
What word couldn't you spell in that sentence? Ain't or petty, because they don't go together.
You know what? I'm sick of y'all.
All of them.
I am sick of it. I am not petty.
Well, then get your ass out the club.
Right.
We just got finished listening to the song that told you what to do.
See why I'm sick of you niggas.
First of all, though, y'all, coming up on our Friday show, this upcoming Friday show is special to us because it is our production manager's birthday, so we will be celebrating her birthday. But we have a special guest that's going to be on the show all the way from Memphis. His name is Focus. When I tell you, I can't wait to play these songs. He has an amazing lineup of music already. But I'm looking forward to it. And it's funny because, like I said, I don't like really shouting out people that I haven't personally had an opportunity to sit down with, but I have. I got to sit down with this young man, get to understand a little bit about who he was and why he does what he do. And he loves his craft. He takes his craft very serious. So I can't wait to get him exposed to you guys on this upcoming Friday, man. The brother loves what he does when he's in the studio, when he's recording, when he's up on the stage performing. He has explained in very intrinsic words what it means to him. So I cannot wait to get him to explain it to you guys so y'all can feel the man behind the music, Mr. Focus. Y'all see him on the flyer. That's him doing the thing. So make sure you tune in on Friday. Bro, I don't know what day of the week it is. I have been off all day. But tune in on Friday. Show my man Focus some love. And then once you figure out who he is and what he do, go follow him on all the iCloud, SoundCloud, Spotify, blah, 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 whatever it is. Because, you know, y'all know how y'all do. Y'all know where to go get all y'all music from. I'm lazy. I just got Pandora and Spotify. If you ain't on them two bitches, nigga, I ain't got your album. Niggas be like, it's crazy. Like, dudes be like, how you still selling CDs now? Bro, if you don't put that thing on a flash drive or MP3 player,
it's not even that, bro. Put your shit on the net.
Man, you better throw that thing on YouTube, something. Everybody talking about, I want you to listen to my song. What song I'm listening to? Oh, this right here, bruh. They don't even offer disc players in cars anymore. Like, I'm like, bro, how you? I can't even ride and listen to it. I literally gotta wait till I get home. Then I gotta find something that's gonna play this outdated ass piece of technology. And then you talking about, bro, was it good? No, nigga, I threw it away. It was taking up space.
That's what I'm like right now with video games, man. I get all the digital copies now. I try to get digital copies now.
Because
I don't know what I'm going to do with the disc after I'm done with it.
First of all, they don't even understand. The reason why so many albums in our generation went diamond or went several times over platinum, bitch, we had to buy the album 62 times. Do you know how hard it is to listen to a CD that's got one scratch in that bitch?
Yeah, you right. Bruh, well, no. It ain't that one scratch. It's the multiple. It's that second or third scratch on that motherfucker, how deep it was.
And then you already know what song goes scratch. It's always going to be your favorite song on that album is going to be the one that scratch.
Yep, and the reason why is because you kept holding that damn rewind button back. Killing that shit.
Listen, it was funny. I ain't even holding the rewind, but well, listen. Soon as CD players put that thing on repeat, hey, listen, yep, individual repeat. We listen. My mom used to get mad at me. Well, if you play that damn song one more time, listen, ma'am, I pay for the CD player.
Right.
Hey. That's what I tell cats, like, and that's what I tell these young cats, man. I'm not mad at what y'all do, but man, if you're gonna do it great for your time. Like, don't talk bad about my generation, but then don't do it better than us. Like, you got to do it better than us, because I'm a believer in progression. I believe in things getting better. You shouldn't be going backwards. You should always be going forward. All right, man. We're gonna take one more quick commercial break because we're gonna get out of here a little early tonight because we got stuff to do. So we are going to do this nice quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back after this.
Hey!
Hey!
Lil John and me side boy, yeah. Right? One more key for y'all.
Yeah.
Doing this one for them girls.
Where they at?
Where them girls at?
Where they at? Where they at?
Where them girls at?
Where y'all at?
All y'all ladies, y'all representing this thing,
come on.
Right?
Come on.
For those of you guys who haven't paid attention to what's going on, we are in the middle of a retrograde and coming out of a full moon. So if your energy is off, do what you need to do to get yourself together.
Okay.
I'm gonna bit my damn tongue off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, that's the worst feeling in the fucking world. Like, and it's like you don't you hate when you bite that bitch too, and then you get mad at yourself like you didn't know that motherfucker was in your mouth. The fuck? Anywho, Jesus Lord have mercy. Jesus on the mainland. That shit really hurt. Whew. Jesus Lord have mercy. Why black folks only want to know God when their whole life about to end?
Do what now?
Like, why black folks, they know God as soon as their whole life about to end. So, like, get on a helicopter or a roller coaster. But God, I promise, if you get me out of here, Jesus, I promise you, I ain't going to never do it again. I'm going to be the church
on
Sunday.
You want to know why?
All of
they say, once you
one time or another.
You want to know why? They said, once you repent, you back in his good graces, so you be good when you get.
Because, baby, I know I had a few times where I said, Lord, if you get me through this and take this, man, look, I won't ever drink again. Please, Lord.
God, I love you. Yes, Jesus.
Oh, don't sing that song. That song bring back bad memories.
Oh, you got to beat him with that song playing in the background.
Hell no, I was made to stand in front of the whole church and sing that damn song.
Helen, you can sing.
Leave me alone.
Well, listen, why would we ask her questions? We always got to be told to leave her alone.
No, leave me alone. I can't.
Oh. Oh, you wanted them shower singers?
Boy, how like a wild banshee like that lady next door today.
No.
No,
Dwayne,
you laughing.
There was a Haitian girl singing gospel music. Because it's that. It don't matter what nationality that it is. Even if they put a little island flair on it, it's still... You know, black folks got that same cadence when they do gospel music. It don't matter. It don't matter what nationality is. The cadence still the same. So we knew it was gospel music. But when I tell you, if you ever wanted to hear a dead cat get hit by a possum and a raccoon and a porcupine at the same time, that's what she was dealing with.
Yo, this shit was so funny because Donna was like, who the hell going to church?
Listen, Dwayne, let me tell you, the single was so bad. You ever see where the old lady, you know, stop other people from messing with somebody, even though the whole church know that person can't sing, but the church mama say no, let them testify. That's what she sounded like. You know when they let the special needs kids sit at the front and read they three little lines for their Christmas play story.
You stupid.
Okay. I'm being God don't like ugly. Okay. Oh. Anywho, y'all, we are at the end of the show. I hope y'all enjoyed us because I have enjoyed y'all. So y'all know what we do about this time. Helen, Dwayne, get the people a positive word for the night, and then we're going to wrap it up and get a fox here.
Healing and forgiveness, they go hand in hand, y'all. In order to be productive and keep going, we have to heal. And we have to learn to forgive. We're not forgiving them people, whoever they may be, that hurt you. We're not forgiving them for them. We're forgiving them for ourselves. Live, love, laugh. Have a good night.
Live, love, take a bath.
I said laugh. See, I'm sick of this.
Let's see. Myself, you know what? Learn just to love your own self. be comfortable in your own skin. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't expect nobody else to love you. And stop trying to get validation from other people. You know what I mean? So, I'm good, bro.
Be humble. Learn how to take your time with yourself. We often talk about healing, we talk about getting better, we talk about growth, we talk about all of these things, but take some time. Like, not take some time and go do something. Take some time and do absolutely nothing. Lay in the bed. Sit on the couch. Don't turn the TV on. Don't turn on no music. Don't do nothing. Just sit there. Feel better for yourself. It's not a sulking moment. It's not a crying moment. It's not a, oh, don't nobody love me, woe is me moment. It is just a moment to just exhale. So many times we don't get an opportunity just to exhale. So do that. All right, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Come back and join us on Friday. We got our boy Focus at the building. We're going to be celebrating the production manager's birthday. Me and being the production manager may cut out early. Who knows? You know, when birthdays show up, you know, people like to get nasty and do extra nasty stuff. We're just going to take a nap and go to sleep. All right, y'all, so we out of here. We will see y'all the next go round Friday, 9 o'clock. Be here. Love y'all. Aha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long journey getting to this motherfucking point. Yeah. On this crump juice shit.
What?
But we don't got to the last motherfucking song.
Last shit, niggas.
And I got five of the hottest motherfucking MCs in the world. Giving you that gangster shit.
It's the motherfucking grand finale.
We growing dope in the basement in that underwater garden. With heroin in the back shed, drying till it hard, making hash up in the oven. With Yayo on the hot plate, drinking fried in the freezer, it's obvious we got weight. That hard work, that soft work, even that wet work. Built in clientele, so we ain't got a network. We always got work, so we ain't gotta get work. And if you ain't getting your work from us, you bound to get dirt. The Yayo experts, we've been whipping the Yola since the crackers decided to take the Coca-Cola. Hola Rollers, the king of the drill. The underground is well, you can step in the ring when you feel. Niggas just sound the bell. They saying I hate us in this game, but the grind, I'm loving. Love it, and we passed all that pushing, man. It's time for shoving. I got the mask, I got the strap. Soon as I find the glove, then we gon' start exposing hoes like Fahrenheit.
Yo,
9 and love it.
Speak clearly, cause I don't think they hear me. A nigga only fears getting charged with conspiracy. I can get it right to you, sticky green, white to you. Wear whatever you want, bullets going right through you. If you stressing to get buried, my niggas will send you back to the essence and the hurry. Sipping crunk juice, blowing Dutchies in the Chevy. Try to figure me out, dog, I'm light, but I'm heavy. Yellow lemon heads in the bezzy of the present. And yeah, anybody can rock, but D-Block rocks steady.
D-Block.
Feds don't need no warrants, cause y'all all informants. So I get hired in New York insurance. Try to keep shit clean like Florence. Moved on up on the east side, cause I never lost endurance. And it's all real, nigga. If I ever get a license to carry, shit, that's a license to
I
kill,
refuse
nigga.
To lose. I'd rather get these weak dudes the blues and separate them from their Jews. Teach them don'ts and do's. I raise tools, make fools, make decisions confused. All spectators can say, is this little nigga's a fool? A short fuse with some loose screws, some unscrews. Here to prove you niggas twist as the Mulan rule. So who's on who? You know who? Do you know what? Or do you know well? Going against them's too unfair. Cause everywhere you do a show, we got kinfolk there. Now you know I ain't no more than 9 or 10 folks there. They ain't powerful, let the one at the end of your prayer. Got you running for your life without a minute to spell. Catch you dead to the right, melt the grease in your hell. When I go to war, don't be any decent affair.
guarantee you now, real nigga breathing the cattle. That's your funeral, just your parents and the preacher was there. Hollow television name dropping, reaching for help. No, I ain't gotta say a word, pimp, you be yourself. You gon' get what you deserve for disrespecting the game. Hit a nigga with the nerve to say another man's name when that other man ain't even present. And deny when somebody asks him about it, that nigga's a lame. Like a lie on the mic, hide behind fame. I was a G when I came, and that's the way I remain.
The Egyptian walker, fuckers have a connection. My existence persistent to bring foes misfortune. I dazzle them like the alderman, Billy D and mahogany, minus the perm from the tiniest sperm that the mightiest, the almighty can muster. Project Profit, chronic blockage gives Alzheimer's to youngsters. Amongst them is me, can't remember my beats with who for what. They screw face me up, my boo lace me up. Balenciaga, flimsy combo with bimbos in South of Quilago and pimp mode. The imp flow on his clothes and you know it's over. Hammer hit pin, pin it shell from the shell. The slug gon' intrude ya. Try not to lose me, I try not to lose ya. Mama say, mama sama makusa. Fly to Cuba to chill with some political niggas who ill, cause y'all niggas are losers. Don't get comfortable, niggas. Say hello to Mr. Bag